Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日可以回到主殿中，我们一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can come together to worship God.
我也很高兴看见大家。
I'm very happy to see you all.
因为上个星期我在Missouri 参加女儿的毕业典礼。
And last weekend I attended my daughter's graduation.
那么是一个很欢喜快乐和庆贺的时候。
It's a very, very happy occasion that works for celebration.
但是我也很高兴能够回到教会跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm also very happy to come back to worship with you all.
那我们开始之前我们先做一个简短的祷告。
And let's have a short prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so happy to come before your throne.
我们恳求主你恩典怜悯你的儿女。
We ask for your blessing to all your children.
让我们今天所思想的都让我们得以明白。
So we can understand what we talk about.
让我们今天所学到的我们都可以应用到我们的生活之中。
Whatever we learn that we can apply to our daily life.
不但我们的生命可以活得有意义。
So our life can live meaningful.
更可以在我们做的一切的事上我们都可以荣耀你的名。
Everything we do that we glorify your name.
我们恳求主你悦纳我们今天的敬拜。
We ask you to please our worship this morning.
祝福你的儿女。
And continue to bless all your children.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在美国星期天去教会呢大概是一种习惯。
And in the United States, people go to church as a habit.
那么在中国呢很多的时候去教会是一种时尚。
But in China, it's almost like a trend.
那么尤其是在圣诞节的期间。
Especially during Christmas.
那么教会呢几乎都是人满为患。
And church are usually packed.
那么很多人呢这个时候都是要去教会来感受一下那个圣诞节的气氛。
A lot of people go to church to enjoy the festivities.
那么这个时候我想大多数人去教会是一种凑热闹的心态。
And people just kind of want to get into the crowd.
那么这个疫情呢其实是改变了美国人的生活。
But the pandemic has changed people's habit.
一个很重要的改变就是去教会的习惯已经不再是习惯了。
And then we no longer have the habit just go to church.
当如果没有这个习惯的时候我们是不是还能够来到教会。
Once the habit is gone, are we willing to continue to come to church?
当我们对这个宗教的仪式不再有一种新鲜感的时候。
And so the ceremony become no longer fresh.
是不是我们星期天还乐意把这个时间拿出来到教会来敬拜神。
Are we willing to put this time aside, continue to worship God?
我记得以前我在读书的时候那么就有人说啊，有些人是喜欢去教会的。
And when I was still studying in China, and people said, yeah, people like to go to church.
因为他们去教会是为了得到好处。
Because they can gain some benefits.
结果那个教会有一个执事哈。
And there's one deacon in that particular church.
当时他就对我们说，对，你们来教会就是为得到好处的。
And he actually said, yes, you come to church to gain some benefits.
当然不是那些人所说的好处。
But not necessarily for those.Other people think the benefit.
他所说的好处乃是指的福音的好处。
And what this deacon said, the benefit is talk about is the salvation.
所以我们来到教会真是要领受神的祝福。
So when we come to church, we really want to receive God's blessing.
但神给我们的祝福到底是什么呢？
But what is God's blessing?
哪些是我们追求的？
What kind of blessing are we seeking?
哪些是神为我们预备的呢？
And what kind of blessing God has provided for us?
所以今天我们就讨论另外一个热门的话题。
So now we want to talk about a very popular topic.
这个热门的话题就是成功神学。
And it's called prosperity theology.
那么这是我们教义与实践这个系列的第四讲。
And this is the fourth sermon talk about in our doctrine and practice series.
大家如果注意应该知道这个系列每一个都是一些有争议的话题。
And so every single topic is being is discussed greatly.
不但对我们每一个信徒的信仰生活 很重要。
And so not only is very important to our life,
那么对教会也是非常重要。
It's also important to our churches.
我希望说这个牧师的用心良苦你们可以体会得到。
So you understand what pastor really think about, really want to benefit us.
为什么我最后一个讲到的系列是讲了这么多有争议性的话题。
Why I teach you, those topics is being a debate greatly.
成功神学呢大概起源于上个世纪的五十年代。
And so the prosperity theology started in 1950s.
但是大概到了八十年代在美国才比较流行起来。
But finally caught attention in 1980s.
因为到八十年代上个世纪呢就开始流行电视布道。
And so in the 1980s, there's television evangelism.
那么其中有两个电视布道家很有名的。
There are two are very famous TV evangelism.
一个叫 Jimmy Swagger, 另外一个叫 Jim Baker.
One's Jimmy Swagger, the other one Jim Baker.
我想那个时代的人大概你们都听说过这两个人的名字。
So if you are a little bit older, you probably all heard those two people.
啊，当时他们在电视布道是非常的有影响力。
They have a lot of influence.
不过后来他们两个都因为各种各样的丑闻呢，所以呢，他们就是受到了很大的影响。
So their influence greatly diminished because due to their scandals.
那他们的影响力呢也随之就下降。
So the influence has been diminished.
那么，但是成功神学的这个概念却在美国是与日俱增的。
But the prosperity theology actually start more popular.
我不止碰到。一次有基督徒跟我讲他非常喜欢电视上某某牧师的讲道。
And very often I will hear a few people talk about they really like a few TV evangelism.
那我们就知道那个人讲的都是成功神学。
And they all talk about prosperity theology.
成功神学的流行应当引起我们的注意。
And those popularity of prosperity evangelism should gain our attention.
有人估计在美国大概17%的基督徒是接受这个概念。
So maybe about 70% of Christians accept this concept.
其实这种神学概念它自己并没有形成一个独立的宗派。
They do not have a particular denomination itself.
但是在灵恩运动中一般它影响是比较大。
But it's widely widespread among the charismatic movement.
在美国有最大的教会。
And there's one biggest church in the United States.
就在美国的休斯顿。
It's in Houston.
那大概有40,000的会众。
And they have more than 40,000 people.
啊，他们所传讲的信息都是大力的推崇成功神学。
They really promote the prosperity gospel.
可以说这种思想已经渗透到了很多基督徒的这种想法里面。
So that kind of teaching actually permeates contemporary people thinking.
而且不仅在美国，而且这个潮流在世界各地都有它的影响。
So not only United States, also influencing other parts of the world.
那么怎么样去透视和解读成功神学呢？
How do we understand and interpret prosperity theology?
成功神学之所以能够流行，受到欢迎，其实它是有它的原因的。
And there's a reason for this widespread popularity.
那就是人们对于物质拥有的一种渴望。
It's really to appeal to people's material desire.
这种神学像强调上帝去祝福他的儿女。
And so they emphasize that God intends to bless Christians.
你唯有凭着信心去支取。
And you have to use your faith to withdraw those blessings.
那么今生你就可以享受到上帝给你在物质上丰富的祝福。
And you will receive abundant material blessing from God.
所以他们的讲道呢，常常用所谓的叫 positive thinking.
And they very often their sermon use positive thinking.
就有点像现在中国大陆流行叫什么正能量，是不是？
And so it's like a positive energy.
所以呢，你做基督徒只要有信心，遵守神的诫命啊。
If you, as long as you have a faith and follow God's command,
必然是福禄双全。
And so you will be really greatly blessed by God.
家庭美满。
And have a wonderful harmonious family.
身体健康。
And very healthy.
妻贤子孝。
And your great wife and wonderful children.
所有的好处你一样都不缺。
You will receive every single great benefit.
我就不知道世界上 真的有这样的家庭没有、啊、
Do you really have the such, have you ever see such a great, perfect family?
但是有人听啊。
But people love to hear those.
毫无疑问这样的信息呢确实是很受这个一些人的欢迎。
So no doubt is very popular among many Christians.
其实他在误导基督教的信仰。
They actually is misleading Christian belief.
因为基督信仰的根基在于要建立上帝的国度。
Because the Anselm Christian faith is establishing God's kingdom.
而成功神学却是用基督教的信仰来满足人们对物质上的追求。
But on the contrary, prosperity theology tried to satisfy people's material desire and provide temporary spiritual comfort.
以及暂时的那种对新人心灵的那种安慰。
And just try to comfort people's hearts.
他们很少提到人的罪
They rarely talk about sinful nature.
也很少讲到人要悔改
They very rarely talk about repentance.
那个不属于他的这个 positive thinking 的范围
It's not part of the positive thinking.
他们更不会讲属灵的征战
And they will not talk about spiritual warfare.
所以信奉这个成功神学的信徒呢他们呢就是要按照说他按时来参加教会，按时来奉献，遵守神的诫命，神就会祝福你。
And so the prosperity theology emphasizes that come to church regularly and giving offering regularly and also follow God's commands.
那这些信徒到底最后有没有成功，我是不知道哈。
But whether they believe being successful or not, we don't know.
那么他们的牧师确实成功了。
But their pastor has been very successful.
那么就像刚才我举的那个。牧师在电视上布道，他的名字叫 Joe Austin。
So in that particular Houston church, the pastor is Joe Austin.
大家有没有听过他在电视上的讲道？
Have you ever heard of his preaching?
Yeah. 那么他就是成功神学。
And he's the one really promote prosperity
theology. 他非常成功，他的教会很多人。
And he's very successful. A lot of people go to his church.
他住的一个豪宅是17,000尺的一个豪宅。
He lives in a mansion that is 17,000 square feet.
哎，你要知道，这个牧师不从教会拿薪水的啊。
But he does not receive salary from his church.
因为他在电视上讲到，他出的书啊，就卖了很多钱。
Yeah, he is selling his books through his TV show.
因为很多人喜欢听这样的信息。
And people love to listen to that kind of message.
那么究竟从圣经讲，上帝给他儿女的祝福到底是怎样的呢
？So what is the blessing God talk about in the Bible？
所以今天我们来看一段经文，在腓立比书。
So we're going to look at the Bible passage in Philippians。
那么腓立比书第三章十七节到四章的一节。
Chapter 3:17 to chapter 4:1。
这里是讲到保罗在给腓立比教会写信的时候，特别提到了关于他们如何。在信仰上站立得稳的事。
And so is Paul teaching the believers how you can stand firm.
保罗勉励腓立比信徒要效法他的榜样。
So Paul encouraged people to follow his example.
尤其是当有人传讲这种不纯正的福音的时候。
Especially when people spreading the impure gospel.
那么基督徒应该坚守我们所相信。
And believe you need to hold should hold fast to what we believe.
将我们信仰建立在基督的这个磐石之上。
And building the faith on the foundation of Christ.
好，我们先来看这段经文，我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen is going to read Chinese, I will read in English.
腓立比书第三章十七节。
Philippians chapter 3.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Join together in following my example, brother and sister, and just as you have us as a model.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们。
And so for us, I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as the enemy of the cross of Christ.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
But But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who, by the power that enabled him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
四章一节，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brother and sister, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in the way, dear friends.
所以这里保罗告诉腓立比教会的基督徒。
And so Paul is teaching his, the believer in Philippi.
他们要靠主站立得稳。
You have to depend on God and to stand firm.
因为当时教会所面临的一种不纯正的福音呢，是讲到关于受割礼的问题。
And there's an impure gospel and talk about circumcision.
一些犹太人说，那么你信了基督，你还要接受割礼，要遵守律法。
And part of Israel or Jewish talk about you have to have a circumcision to follow the law.
那么只有这样，你才能够真正的得救。
And so therefore, then you'll be saved.
显然，这和保罗所传讲的福音是不一样的。
So this is different than what Paul taught.
所以偏离了正统的信仰。
So they are stay away from the pure gospel.
保罗总结说，这样的人，他们就是十字架的仇敌。
And they are enemy of the cross.
他们淡化了十字架的功能。
They actually diminish the power of gospel.
否定了十字架的道路。
They deny the role of cross.
注意这里保罗讲过十八节有许多人。
And so in verse 18, talk about many people.
那么保罗又屡次的告诫他们。
And so have a numerous time to warn them.
可见这个事态是蛮严重的。
So you know that it was very serious at that time.
保罗不但告诫说，你们要知道啊，这个意义，这些不纯正福音传讲的危害。
And so Paul warned them the dangers of the impure gospel.
也告诉了他们应该如何应对。
And then also he also taught them how to face those difficulties.
这应对的办法就在十七节，说你们应当效法我。
And so it was the scriptures talk about verse 17 emphasize to follow Paul's example.
效法保罗。
And to follow Paul's example.
可能有人会说，这保罗是不是太骄傲了？
And maybe people say, is Paul very arrogant?
怎么有人就说会要说你要效法我？
How can people say you're going to follow me?
其实保罗不光说效法我，其实提到了也要效法其他人。
And besides, he said, follow my example, he also follow others.
比如说效法耶稣。
And like Jesus.
要效法提摩太。
Timothy.
像以巴提佛等等。
Epaphroditus.
并不是保罗认为自己已经完美了。
In that Paul think he was perfect.
但是他要基督的说，你要效法我，要听从我所传讲的福音。
You need to follow my example to follow what I talk about the gospel.
如果大家都一同效法的话，
If everybody follows the same,
教会就会合一。
And church will have unity.
所以面对异端的威胁呢，那么效法才能够使我们信仰坚固。
So in the face of the threat of heresy, we have to follow the right teaching in order to be unified.
信徒坚固，那么教会就会合一。
If the church being strengthened, and it will lead to unity.
我们可以看到，成功神学的话，就是完全偏离了耶稣所给我们带来的福音。
And so prosperity theology actually stay away from the blessing that God wants to give to us.
而且这种思想潮流呢，正成为当代一种非常受欢迎的学说。
And so that kind of trend has been extremely popular at that time.
但是在非常严重的侵蚀着基督教的信仰。
But actually erode the true Christianity belief.
不知道什么时候，基督教的信仰竟然成为了人们追求享受的 一个工具。
So at some point, Christianity become tool people to pursue enjoyment.
你看，注意这里，保罗比较地上跟天上啊。
So Paul has used a contrast talk about heavenly and earthly.
他有两个对比。
And there's a two contrast.
一个对比的是保罗。
And one's talk Paul.
他所传讲的福音。
When what he's preaching the gospel.
还有那些个传扬异端的人。
And also those impure gospel.
第二个对比是讲到地上的事和天上的事。
The second contrast about earthly versus heavenly.
那这里用了四个短语来描述、啊、
And use four very short phrases to describe.
那些只是关注以地上的事为念的人。
And talk about those people only focus on earthly things.
保罗说你要注意他们的结局。
And you have to watch what's their ending.
然后他们关注的只是他们的肚腹。
And they only care about their stomach.
他们带来的只是羞辱
and shame.
他们是专注地上的事
They only focus on earthly things.
这种以地上的事为念、啊、
And they only focus on the, earthly things.
有人就会有疑问
And people may have a question.
陈牧师你是不是说所有地上的事我们都不要想了
And so is that what we not need to focus on anything on earth?
不是说不要想
We're not, I'm not telling you not to think about it.
我们每天要在生活在这个世界上都需要这个世界上所有必须要有的东西。
We need to really focus on things on earth that we when we live our daily life.
而是不要忘记我们有天上的事。
But we need to not forget the heavenly things.
不要只是专注在地上的事情。
Not to focus on the earthly thing.
而且这里面这个词啊，在希腊文里面“为念”，不要以地上事为念。第十九节这个词语，第二章第五节。那个基督的态度以基耶稣基督的心为心乃是同样一个词
And so they are using the same word in Greek and talk about how do you really think about God's thoughts
所以保罗提醒我们基督徒有一个双重的身份
So we have a dual citizenship
就是我们既是地上的公民又是天上的公民
We are citizen on earth but we're also citizen on in heaven
因为保罗这样讲，腓立比人一听就明白了。
So once he Paul talk about the Philippians, understood immediately.
因为腓立比人有罗马公民的身份。
Because those people have a Roman citizenship.
因为在那个时代啊，那个罗马公民的身份是很不容易拿得到的。
It's very difficult to earn a Roman citizenship.
不是所有生活在罗马帝国统治之下的人都自动有罗马公民的身份。
Not everyone who lives in Rome that have a Roman citizenship.
所以有罗马公民的身份呢是一种荣耀。
So actually to have a Roman citizenship is a glory.
有很多不一样的特权。
And you will have a special privileges.
所以弟兄姐妹我们现在其实有另外一个天上公民的身份。
We all have a citizenship in heaven.
我们要记得说我们要享受天上公民身份所带给我们的福利。
We really need to enjoy the benefits of being a heavenly citizenship.
你知道在这个从台湾来的弟兄姐妹很多人都有双重身份的。
And so from people from Taiwan have a dual citizenship.
因为美国不承认双重国籍但是台湾承认的。
And so in United States does not recognize double citizenship, but Taiwan does.
所以很多从台湾来的弟兄姐妹他们是美国公民但是同时他们也留有台湾的身份。
And many have a US citizenship, also have a Taiwan citizenship.
你还有吗
No.
我们教会好像保持有的不多哈。
And so in our church, not many people have the dual personal, dual citizenship.
因为台湾最好的就是它的全民保险哈。
And the best of the Taiwan citizenship is their, health benefit.
所以呢，很多人呢，他生了病了呢，他不在美国看病，他买张机票飞回台湾去了。
A lot of people when they're sick and they will go back to Taiwan to get that benefit.
然后在台湾呢，那个全民保险又便宜又好。
And their health insurance or benefits is good and inexpensive.
这样他可以享受两面的这个啊福利都有。
And those people can receive benefit from both countries.
啊，慧慧你也没有台湾的身份，没有保持，都没有在用哈。对，这就告诉我们说，我们 有天上公民的身份。
But that tells us we are a citizenship. We have citizenship in heaven.
我们享受基督的保护。
And we can receive the protection of Christ.
享受他为他为我们所提供的福利。
We can enjoy the benefit that God has provided for us.
但是这个福利是不是就是成功神学所讲的这些所谓世上的祝福呢？
Are those blessings that has to do with the prosperity theology?
保罗特别这里提到说，哎，你不要忘记将来的事情。
And Paul actually remind people, do not forget the things that will happen in the future.
所以二十一节特别提到说身体。
And the verse 21 talk about body.
所以上帝给我们的祝福不但是身体。
And not only giving the blessing about our bodies.
而且是心智。
And also our mentality.
不但是外表。
It's not only the appearance.
而且是内心全然的更新。
And it's a complete renewal of inwardly.
所以在这个世界我们应当珍惜上帝给我们的祝福。
So in this world, we should cherish the blessing God has already given to us.
所以我们最向往的就是神说将来给我们一个荣耀的身体。
So we should really hope that glorious body that God's going to provide for us.
一个不会朽坏的身体。
And they were never destroyed.
Corruptible.
Non-corruptible body.
Right. 有一个电影不知大家有没有看过哈。
And there's a movie, I don't know whether you ever seen it or not.
这个电影叫 18 Again.
又变成18岁。
这个电影是谁演的呢？这个很有名的演员，他的名字叫 George Burns。
And this is a very famous movie. The actor is George Burns.
有谁人知道？没人知道。
Yeah, 很老的。
很老的电影。
It's a very old movie.
Yeah, George Burns 戴个眼镜，他常常拿一个雪茄的。
And George Burns is an actor that he very often wear very thick glasses and always smoke a cigar.
他是很有名的一个演员哈。
Very famous.
那么他这个 18 again 这个十八岁重回十八岁哈。
And talk about you go back to your 18 years.
是讲到突然间一个事故的话呢，他和他的孙子呢把身体给交换了。
And during an accident, he and his grandson actually exchanged their body.
本来他已经躺在床上已经不能行动了哈。
And he actually was already laying back, could not move anymore.
结果他跟他孙子交换了身体之后，他发现，哎，他在他孙子的身体里面只有十八岁。
Then during the accident, he became 18 years old, is living in his grandson's body.
哎呀，他非常开心。
He was so excited.
发现居然不但可以走路，还可以跑、跳都可以。
Besides, he can walk. He actually can run.
所以他非常享受他这个新的身体。
He really enjoyed this new body.
不，后来一想，不行，他说我孙子还躺在那儿呢。
But then later he said, "Oh, my grandson actually now is laying in bed."
这是十八岁，这就完了，不行，我得想办法把这个再弄回去哈。
And so even though I really enjoyed it, but I need to really go back to my old self.
有没有想过，突然间有一天你有个十八岁的身体，你会想的怎么样
？Can you imagine one day you're going to have the 18th body of 18 years old?
可能现在腿痛啊，腰痛的哈。
And now you have a sore everywhere.
那些都没有了，是不是
？And it will be all be gone.
弟兄姐妹，神将来给我们是超过这世界上所能给我们一切的美好。
And so what God's going to give to us is going to be exceeding our own expectation.
成功神学的问题就在他于误导信徒，他错误的解读了圣经中有关上帝的祝福。
So prosperity theology clearly contradicts biblical teachings.
其实圣经中有很多关于上帝祝福的说法。
And in the Bible, there's a lot of talk about God's blessing.
所以圣经的依据很多是来自于旧约的。
And very often is referring to the Old Testament.
所以旧约上帝给以色列人的祝福。
And talk about God's promise to the Israelites.
很多都是物质上。
And very talk about materialism.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是当时的大财主。
And so we know Abraham was very wealthy.
他是富可敌国的。
And even richer than owning a country.
那么曾经在这个历代上记记载了一个人物，他的名字叫亚比斯啊。
And in First Chronicle talk about one character called Jabez.
其中有一段关于叫亚比斯的祷告。
And talk about his prayer.
他祷告说神怎么样去帮助他扩展他的疆界。
And talk about how God helped him expand his territory.
神怎么样去祝福他。
And how God has blessed him.
所以于是就有一个圣经的学者专门为这个 写了一本书。
And so there's one Bible scholar wrote a book about it.
而这本书呢，就叫亚比斯的祷告。
And talk about prayer of Jabez.
据说在美国卖得很好。
And it was extremely popular.
所以你只要写有关这方面的东西，很多人都喜欢读的。
And so once you write something like that, a lot of people want to read it.
其实圣经里只有两节经文讲这个人的故事、啊。
But the Bible only spent two verses talk about this person's story.
但是有些人就把这个过度的解读变成说，神，我们怎么样去祷告可以得到亚比斯的祝福
？And then we interpreted that how we can pray to receive that kind of materialism.
其实，在旧约圣经里，上帝给以色列的祝福是基于西乃之约。
And so in the Old Testament, how about Sinai's covenant?
那么在新约的时代呢，神给我们的祝福是通过耶稣基督的。
And so in the New Testament, that God's blessing is through Jesus Christ.
但是更多的是属灵的祝福。
And more focus on the spiritual blessings.
当然，神给我们在物质上的祝福也不少。
And God definitely gives us a lot of material blessings.
但是所丰富的新约的恩典是定睛在未来的时刻。
But then the true spiritual blessing is really aimed at the future.
是神国度降临的时候。
And talk about coming of God's kingdom.
成功神学专注在神的祝福上。
Prosperity focuses only God's blessing.
但是它曲解了神祝福的这个内涵。
But misreally interpreted the essence of His blessing.
所以有人误解说神的祝福就是我的好处。
So people misunderstand that the blessing is all about benefit for us.
甚至这个好处是以牺牲别人的利益为代价。
And sometimes even at the expense of others.
但是我们要知道上帝的祝福是在神国度这个框架当中赐给我们。
So God's blessing should be within the context of His kingdom.
所以我们相信耶稣首先享受的是神的同在。
So once we believe that we need to enjoy His presence.
然后才是神的祝福。
And then the blessing of God.
而且神的祝福是跟我们上帝公民的身份有关。
But His blessing have to do with our identity as a citizen of heaven.
是与上帝的国度有关的。
And has to do with His kingdom.
特别注意啊，神的祝福，一个是与我们公民，天上公民的身份有关。
So we have to pay attention first is have to do with our citizenship in heaven.
另外一个是跟上帝的国度有关。
And then have to do with His kingdom.
就好比两个人要结婚哈。
And just like two people are getting married.
如果问这女孩子，你为什么要嫁给他呢？
If you ask a girl, why do you want to marry this guy?
哎呀，不是为了爱情。
Not for the love.
但是呢，我结婚之后我就不工作，让老公养着我了。
But once I get married, I don't have to work. He's going to provide my life.
如果问这个做丈夫说你为什么要娶这个女孩做你的妻子呢？
When you ask the husband why you want to marry this girl to become your wife.
哎，我结了婚之后就有人给我洗衣服的哈，做饭。
So once I get married, someone can cook for me and wash my clothes.
如果你结婚不是为了爱情的话，
If you get married not for the love,
你只是为了这些好处，
Only want to receive benefits.
你告诉我这个婚姻能够走多远？
And you tell me how long this marriage will last.
所以信仰也是一样。
The faith is the same way.
首先我们是要的上帝。
First, we want God.
上帝当然会祝福我们。
And God will bless us automatically.
不仅有物质的。
Not only material.
更多的是属灵的。
But more has to do with spiritual blessing.
不仅是现在的。
And not only now.
更多的是将来的。
And more is for the future.
不仅是个人的。
But not only personal.
更多的是属于上帝国度的。
But more also for God's kingdom.
所以将来我们是生活在上帝国度里面。
So once in the future we're living God's kingdom.
所以那些祝福是这个世界完全没有。
And you cannot receive those blessings on this earth.
所以我们的祝福啊没有办法跟基督分隔开来。
So our blessings are inseparable from Christ.
就没有办法跟上帝的国度分隔开来。
Inseparable from God's kingdom.
所以我在有时在想，为什么我们还要求神再多给我们物质上的祝福呢？
But why we often pray to God to give us more materialism?
其实生活在美国，我们比世界上绝大多数的人都物质上更加的丰富。
We already receive abundant materials in United States than people in other countries.
那么我们生活在加州的话，哈，
Especially when living in California.
你看， 天气这么好，拿钱都买不到的了。
And you cannot even, buy the weather without your money.
为什么我们还要更多的精力放在祝福上
？Why we spend more energy to want to receive those blessings?
我们当然要盼望神给我们的祝福。
Of course, we need to hope that God gives the blessing.
但是神的国度还没有完全的降临。
But God's kingdoms have not complete, arrived yet.
所以当基督再来的时候。神的祝福必然完完全全地临到我们。
So when Christ returns, His blessing will be fulfilled.
不要忘记基督的荣耀。
Don't forget God's glory.
这是保罗提醒我们。
This is what Paul is reminding us.
因为将来我们会有同样的荣耀。
Then in the future, we'll have the same glory.
我们为何要相信耶稣基督的信仰呢？
And why do we want to believe in God?
为何年复一年地来到教会呢？
Why we come to church year after year?
这不仅是一种习惯。
Not only is a habit.
也不是因为好奇。
Not through curiosity.
更不是仅仅为了得到物质上的祝福。
And not to receive material blessing.
那么成功神学的最大缺陷就在于它只是强调暂时的祝福。
The biggest flaw of prosperity theology is focus on temporary blessing.
迎合了人们对物质上的这种欲望。
And catering to people's material desire.
而真正人们的需要对于救恩他却是避而不谈。
And very often they avoid talking about people's need for salvation.
更不会谈基督的十字架的道路。
And they also avoid discussing the path of a cross.
因此面对这种思潮的影响我们基督徒应该保持一个非常清醒的头脑。
So in the face of popularity of a theology thought, Christians should approach it with a discernment.
就像保罗提出的那个应对之策一样。
And just like Paul suggested,
效法基督的样式。
Follow Christ's example.
仰望基督再来。
And look forward to his return.
基督信仰的核心不但是现在。
The core of the Christian faith is not only present,
更重要的是将来。
But more important is in the future.
不单是地上的祝福。
Not earthly blessings.
更重要的是神国的应许。
But the more important is the promise of his kingdom.
其实在这个世界上真正的祝福就是成为他人的祝福。
On this earth, the more important the blessing is to become blessing to others.
我刚来到美国的时候觉得有一个东西让我特别的新奇。
And so there's a, when I came to the United States, there's something to me is really new.
因为在那个 supermarket, 在那个啊，常常它会有减价的商品。
And very often in supermarket there are discount or coupons.
它会吸引人去买那个便宜的东西。
They will attract people to buy those discount items.
这个它的减价一出来，很多人都去抢了。
And so once there's a discount, a lot of people try to grab it.
但是很快这个商品就会被卖光
了。But those goods are gone.
所以在这减价期间呢，你去晚了，发现这个商品没有了。
And so during the sale or discount, all those products are gone.
那你就可以跟这个管理的人说，哎，你这个商品没有了，我可以不可以有一个 rain check?
So you can ask the manager or the sales that can have a rain check.
叫雨票哈。
And rain check.
现在好像没有了哈，以前有这个哈。
In the past is very popular.
所以即使在这个减价期过后了之后，如果他这个商品再重新的运到，你还可以拿这个票去按照他减价的这个价格去买。
So even after the sales period is over, you can use the ring check to get the goods.
所以这已经是几十年前的事，现在都没有了。
And those happened few decades ago.
但是。他提醒我们弟兄姐妹
But the ring check reminds us
现在神所给我们的祝福只是一个象征性的
And so God's blessing is only symbolic right now
所以我们拿到的只是雨票而已
It's just like a ring check
所以不要在这个地方花太多的精力
Don't spend too much energy on earth
不能够专以地上的事为念
And do not pay attention to the earthly things
我们也更应当以天上的事为念。
We need to focus on the heavenly things.
就像刚才这首诗歌所唱的。
Just like the song we sang earlier.
这个世界并非我的家。
This is not our home.
因为我们有一个天上的家。
We have a heavenly home.
有神的国度。
And has a heavenly kingdom.
真正的祝福在这个世界上就是成为他人的祝福。
And the real blessing on earth is to become blessing to others.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly, we just want to praise and thank you.
因为你是赐福的神。
You have been giving so much blessing to us.
你从我们出生到如今。
And from our birth till now.
你供应我们一切的需要。
You have provided everything that we needed.
给了我们丰丰富富的恩典。
You have given abundant blessings.
尤其是这耶稣基督的救恩。
Especially salvation of Jesus Christ.
愿我们视这福音为珍宝。
And so we really treasure the salvation.
我们真的有属灵分辨的能力。
And we have a discernment.
我们能够持守主的信仰。
And continue to hold firm of the faith.
在耶稣基督的磐石上，我们来建造我们的生命。
And build the foundation in Jesus Christ.
直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until Christ's return.
神的国度在地上降临。
And God's kingdom will finally come.
愿主你在这一切的事上得着荣耀。
In everything that you be glorified.
我们恳求将今天所有听到这篇信息的每一个人都交托在你的恩手当中。
We pray everyone who listen to this lesson.
愿主你掌管我们的生命。
Continue to rule our lives.
愿主你祝福我们的生命。
And continue to bless our life.
愿我们在耶稣基督的份上一样都不缺少。
So that nothing will be lacking.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.